Good morning. Today we are going to introduce our new topic of Kiddush Levana, and in particular, Kiddush Levana by women. Why is the minhag that only men say Kiddush Levana and not women? So today is simply going to be an introduction. The pasuk says in Parshas Bo, our Parsha, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh, in this month is going to be Rosh Chodesh for you. And Rashi explains as follows, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Moshe Rabbeinu the new moon, the Levana Bechidusha, when it started to grow back again, to rejuvenate, the Amar Lo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kishayareach Mitchadesh, Yelecha Rosh Chodesh, when the new moon starts to regenerate, that is going to be for you Rosh Chodesh. In fact, Rashi continues and says, that's why it says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, when you see the moon like this, Hazeh, that is when you're going to have Rosh Chodesh. So the Sforno has an unbelievable explanation of the importance of the Hitchadshus, the rejuvenation of the moon. He says as follows, Klal Yisrael was standing now in Egypt, at the end of their slavery, ki ad achshav, until now, Bnei Yisrael were avadim. They were enslaved to the Egyptians. Ve'eved ein zmano shelo. Somebody who's enslaved, he doesn't own his time. And now Klal Yisrael is about to go into emancipation. They're about to go free. Ve'achshav shenasu bnei chori. Now that they are about to be emancipated, ma'aseh hazman shelahem. Now their time is going to be in their hands. They're going to own their own time, and that's what the pasuk is saying. Achodesh hazeh lachem, this month, right now, we are handing over you the time that you are going to be ba'alim al hazman. You're going to be owners of your time in order to use it in its proper way, and you're not going to be dictated by the Egyptian taskmasters what to do with your time. So the source of Kiddush Levana, it's a known Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol hamivarech al hachodesh bizmanu kilu mikaba pnei hashchin." Anyone who says the bracha on the chodesh in its proper time, somebody who says the kiddush levana, it's as if he's mikabel the panim of the shechina of Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself. And then Gemara goes on, etc. Ilu lo zachu, it's a tremendous chus, had we only had this mitzvah, etc. Rabbi says, so we need to stand, such an important thing to do. So the question that we're going to address today, and this is by way of introduction to our topic for the rest of the week, is we just mentioned in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that anyone who says the Kiddush Levana in its proper time is as if he's mekabel pnei hashchina. Why does this have such a chashivus? What's the connection to being mekabel shechina when somebody says the Kiddush Levana? So Rabbeinu Yonah gives one answer. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be seen by us, obviously. However, how can we effectively see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Nira hu al yedei gvurasav v'niflosav. We can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his strengths, from his amazing creations like the moon that gets recreated each and every month. So that is a way that we can see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why somebody who says Kiddush Levana is Kiilu Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. The Marsha gives another explanation. He says that Klal Yisrael, when we are in our Galus, we are not Zocha to see the Pnei Hashchina. Nonetheless, the Chidush HaLevana, the renewing of the moon, who Siman the Yisrael, that is assigned to Klal Yisrael, that in the future, that in the future will we be mitchadish just like this. We will be re-strengthened, rejuvenated, just like the moon, and we will be zocha to see the Pnei Hashchinas. And just one more explanation, the Tam Vedas from Moshe Sternbach says as follows, what's this chashivus of the Kiddush Levana, the Tchadshus, the newness of the moon, that Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, we count our calendar, we count our months, based on the Levana, based on the moon, and the non-Jews based on the sun. So what's the significant distinction there? So he explains as follows, Kevan shel Levana ein or mishela. The moon doesn't have its own light. It doesn't generate light, but rather all of its light comes from the sun. It reflects the sun. V'chein anu, we too believe that the entire world that we live in, the Olam Hazeh, that's like darkness. That's reflected by the moon. And all the light that we have in this world is from the sun. And we are reflecting, this world that we are in reflects the sun, Hainu Me'olam Aruchani, and that means the whole strength of light that we have in this world is from Ruchnius, not Gashmius, not the world that we see, but it's from the Ruchnius that we can feel, and V'yecholim Lezakos L'chayi Olam Abba, by way of Ruchnius, we can be Zoche to the world to come, the Olam Haba, O Me'ein Olam Abba, only when we have dveikus in this world to the Torah and mitzvahs. And that's what's reflected by the sun, by the moon, and not the sun, that when we reflect the moon, when we feel the choshech in this world, that's really what we see is tangible. But it's really the intangible that's our ikar, the intangible that's the ruchnius. That is really when we are focused on Ruchnius, that we really understand that our whole purpose here is Ruchnius, and that's what will enable us to feel the Ruchnius here and to be Zoche to Olam Haba.